Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I am fully sure, assured, that no one will live here the same. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Today, we have stepped into the month from last night. The Lord assured us that we shall praise, we shall dance, we shall celebrate in the month of June, and so shall it be. Very, very quickly, we are dealing on the subject of the soul. We are taking charge through the power of worship and praise in the month of June. Our subject this morning is the blessing of worship and praise, part 2. Scripture, Psalm 67, verse 3 to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Let the people praise him. And God, our God, shall bless us. There is a connection between your worship and his blessing. No man can bless himself. No matter how hard you try, you can't bless yourself. And God cannot worship himself. So when you do for God what he cannot do for himself, which is worship, he does for you what you cannot do for yourself, which is to bless you. Take your seat. If God will not beg you to worship him, you won't beg him to bless you. Hallelujah. And so it is clear, one of the most blessed people in scripture was David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. He was a worshiper, a praiser. Solomon was a man of songs, of worship. He was one of the blessed in scripture. Now, what blessing is in worship? I'm going to go over what we did in the first service, but I'll look at the second side of the same thing. Number one is the possession of the presence of God. Those who know how to worship God possess his presence. Those who know how to worship God have the privilege of his presence. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, the minstrel ministered. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. The hand of the Lord connotes the presence of the Lord, because the man's hand is not separate from the man. is not separate from the person. You can't see a person's hand where the person is not. As the minstrel played, the presence of God arrived. And God laid his hands on Elisha. Psalm 100 and in verse 4. He said, enter into his presence with thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Thanksgiving, praise are keys into his presence. Say this like this. The door of God's presence can be opened with the key of praise. The door of his presence can be opened with the key of praise and worship. Now, what is the implication of God's presence? The presence of God connotes the absence of lack. The Lord is my shepherd. He is with me. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It is not possible for lack, for shortage, to survive in God's presence. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. John chapter 2 from verse 1 all the way to verse 7. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus was called and his disciples. And suddenly there was lack. And Mary said, no, the master is seated here, there can't be lack. And truly the lack could not survive. It is not possible for things to be scarce where he is. That is how your worship blesses you. It brings you into God's presence. And God's presence deletes your lack, deletes your need. God's presence cancels your shortage. God cannot be present and you are in need and he is watching. Somebody say loud amen. The possession of God's presence is the blessing of praise and worship, number one. Number two is the release of increase and the multiplication of provision. The multiplication of provision. Your worship and your praise act like fertilizers of your life and destiny. They act like spiritual fertilizers. Your worship, your praise is a spiritual fertilizer. Fertilizer of your effort, fertilizer of your resources. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. He said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will glorify them and they shall not be small. Praise is a multiplier. Praise is a fertilizer. In John chapter 6, verse 9, 10, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he took them up, gave thanks, and they multiplied. In this month of praise, in this month of worship, somebody's life shall multiply. Somebody's supply shall multiply. Scarcity shall be arrested in somebody's life. If you are that one, shout it out and say amen. Number three is the breaking of chains and the opening of doors. Paul and Silas were in the prison. They were chained. And in Acts chapter 16, and in verse 25 and 26, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed as they prayed. All doors, marital doors, financial doors, career doors, spiritual doors, doors of vision and revelation, doors of the womb, doors of destiny, doors of marriage, all doors were opened. I announce to someone here today, every door that has been closed against your life, they are opening today. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Every chain on your feet is breaking today. But let me say something more exciting to you. Second Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 22 all the way to verse 25. It said, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. That is, praise will turn your enemies against themselves. Oh yeah. Devil fight devil for your praise. Witch will fight witch because you are praising. But that's not where we are going here. And when and then witch will come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. All those looking for you, none shall escape judgment. They will not escape judgment in this season. But look at what happened in verse 25. Very, very intriguing. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance riches. Do you carry money to what? Riches with the dead bodies. You are going for to battle and you carry $1 million in your bag. Precious jewels. Who carries diamond to the battlefield? Is it a market? Which they stripped off for themselves. More than they could carry away. And they were not one day, not 2 days, 3 days gathering gold, gathering riches. It was too much. Look at your neighbor, say it was a setup. When God wants to transfer the resources of your enemies, He will make them look for your trouble. But this is the most critical part. Praise will convert your battleground into a harvest field. You thought you were going for battle. You returned with harvest. Praise will convert your battlefield into a harvest field. It will convert the battleground. You thought you went to fight, not knowing that you went to take a flight. You went to take a resources flight, a financial flight. I don't know who is experiencing a battle right now. The praise that will happen today will convert your battlefield into your harvest field, your battleground into your harvest ground. You believe, say the loudest, amen. When it is time to celebrate and to dance, do it well. When it is time to praise, do it well. Because something is being converted now. And something is being transferred. Shout the loudest amen. Number 4 is access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Access to divine wisdom and inspiration. The angle I want you to see it in this second service It's very, very simple. Praise gives man access to the voice of God. Your worship creates the climate for the voice of God. Wisdom, divine inspiration, the voice of God. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to verse 30. He said, "Ye shall have a song as in the night when the holy solemnity is kept. Gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard." We just saw now in 2 Kings 3:15. As the minstrel ministered, the voice of God came to Elijah. Am I communicating? Say it louder, amen. Not necessarily that while you are praising, you are hearing. But just that praise tunes the atmosphere. It tunes like a radio tuner. So you can sleep with expectation. And probably have a prophetic interruption in the night by revelation. Am I communicating? And what is the value of God's voice? The voice of God connects man to the supplies of God. The voice of God will connect you to the supplies of God. It was the voice that said, "Fill the water pot with water," that made the supply available. John chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. It is the voice that said, verse 7. It is the voice that said, "Launch out your net into the deep for a drought." And as he launched it, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes. If you are not out of touch with his voice, you cannot be out of touch with his supplies. His voice can tell you the new business to step into. His voice can tell you where to invest, where to divest. Put your money here. Pull your money from here. That voice, that the climate of that voice is made possible by your worship and your praise. And I'm talking to you from experience. What I'm saying, we have experienced it before. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Before this month is over, a direction from heaven, the voice of God that will connect you with a major supply will come your way in the name of Jesus. Say aloud, amen. Finally, benefit of praise and worship, or rather the blessing, is existence in the climate of favor and acceptability. Existence in the climate of favor. Listen, if you know what it means to worship, there is something on your life that makes you acceptable. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and in verse 1, we saw at the vigil how David was called the sweet psalmist of Israel. Now this be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel." That was his title. He was a sweet psalmist. And he was the best instrumentalist in Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 18. We saw, then answered one of the servants and said, "Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is a cunning player, is a worshiper, is an instrumentalist, a mighty valiant man, a man of war, prudent in matters, is a comely person, and the Lord is with him." Keep going. "Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, to say, send me your instrumentalist son. Send me your worshiper son. Send me your praiser son. who is with the sheep and with his instrument. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto the Saul. Now verse 21 is very critical. And David came to Saul and stood before him. He was meeting him for the first time and loved him greatly. He overloved himself and he became his armor bearer, promoted him to chief security officer, ahead of everybody who was there. He didn't come as an armor bearer. He came as a worshiper. That is the level of acceptance, the level of promotion, the level of favor. So, your praise will bring you acceptance. Acceptance will bring you promotion. And the promotion will come with its provision. That's right. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. Somebody say it louder, amen. Your praise, your worship will come with favor and acceptance, which will come with promotion, which will come with provision. Anyone who is a victim of rejection, this month it shall be cleaned out of your life. Everyone who is a victim of disfavor, it shall be cleaned out completely. If you are saying amen, let it sound like thunder. A louder believer's amen. Hallelujah. Conclusively, what do we do to access the blessing that praise and worship bring? John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. It said, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." 24. "But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Two things. Number one, worship the Lord in spirit. Not just fleshly display. Another way to say it is, let your worship be spiritual, not carnal. Let it be a worship from the heart. Be lost. Don't be mindful of who is by my left or right, who is watching me do this or that. Just feel free. Number two, worship in truth. The highest level of reality and honesty. Be real. Let the word of God heavily guard your worship. Worship the God you know. Jesus earlier on told the Samaritan woman, you worship what you don't know. Worship in truth means worship based on revelation. Because truth is revelation. Thy word is truth. The depth of your knowledge of God affects the level of your worship. We'll talk about that later on. But I believe somebody here today, and if you believe that with me, your amen will sound like thunder. I believe today the presence of God shall eliminate lack out of your life. I believe today the presence of God shall fertilize your life and your destiny. I believe today the presence of God will break the chains and open the doors and turn your battleground into your harvest field.
Access to divine wisdom and inspiration. Access to the voice of God be released to you today. And I believe that acceptance and favor has come for you. Do you believe that? You believe that? Say a loud amen. You believe that? You will jump on your feet to the loud and shout of amen. The loud most shout of amen. Amen like a believer. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
I ask today.
I ask today.
That you will embrace me.
That you will embrace me.
To worship you.
To worship
in spirit.
In spirit.
And in truth.
And in truth.
I receive your help.
I receive your
to
help.
Worship Lord.
To worship Lord.
In spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Go on ahead. Open your mouth and pray. Grace to worship in spirit and in truth. Receive that grace. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are going to do practicality right now. 7 minutes of extensive praise celebration. If anybody around you is too gentle, you can give space and just tell him that I didn't come to look at your dress. I came here to worship God and praise. You have a testimony and you needed us to hear it. Somebody will receive it. But somebody get ready, because the dance, the prophetic dance you are about to dance, shall turn into physical manifestation. Help me greet somebody. Say, I want to praise God. I want to praise God. Let's go. Can somebody give the Lord a shout?
I see what the Lord has done for. He has taken away my sorrows and I. I got my book, hallelujah, book. I got my bar, hallelujah, bar. Because of Jesus, because of people, I got Jesus, shakara, shakara, yeah. Ah. God, your goodness, your mercy. Tell your neighbor. Oh, yeah, come and see, come and see, come and see, come and see. Hey, I'm a dog. He has taken away, oh. I got me boo, hallelujah, boo. Hey, I got my bar, hallelujah, bar. Oh, yeah, because of Jesus, because of him, oh. Shakara, shakara, hey. Ah, hey. God, your goodness, your mercy. Let's go! Aye, aye, oh. He has given me the joy. Aye, Almighty God has given me the joy. He has given me the joy. Aye, hallelujah, 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 I don't pray.
Seven, 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 seven Name my God.